Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host. A little tired, more tired than usual. Some of you listeners send me such great information. And if I go start going down those rabbit holes, pretty soon it's 4 in the morning.
easy to do.
And Marsha, I am shaking my fist at you right now.
He's been complaining all morning.
Marsha's got me smoking the hopium.
Yep.
And it's more than that. It's something, you know, we need to have this discussion. We got a great broadcast for you today. We have Gerald Celente will be here last hour. Gerald Celente, of course, Trends Journal. Cass Ingram will be here, North American Urban Spice. Oreganologist, one of those half the things. And I was talking this morning, you know, from time to time, now more than ever, with everything that's going on, I talk to our guests off air, and it's been one of the most fulfilling, rewarding parts of being Daniel Brigman, host of the Power Hour, is getting to know people like Jeffrey Doherty, you know, and the like. And we're just talking. We kept talking, and it was such a good conversation. I said, "Hey, Jeff, will you give me 15 minutes at the beginning of the show?" Gracious as he is, a Southern gentleman, a friend of the show, Jeffrey Doherty, the Christian whistleblower. You can go to YouTube, The Christian Whistleblower, and his website, jeffreydoherty.com. But the YouTube is probably the best way to get a hold of him. Jeffrey Doherty, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks for inviting me, Daniel. I feel the same way about you. It's always a great pleasure to be on your show. And as we were waiting and as we talked this morning, you know, something came to my mind. You know, we have a lot of differences amongst us, even, you know, in your great audience. We've got some people that believe one thing, some people that believe another thing. But I'm pretty convinced that anybody that's listening to you believes in the sovereignty and the freedom of the great ideal that is the American Republic. And I think that everyone that listens or everyone that might stumble in here believes in remaining sovereign, remaining free, and standing and fighting for this republic. And I know that I'm probably not on the Christmas card list of a lot of people that are Christians, but at this point in time when we're talking about the republic, I will stand shoulder to shoulder and fight with Presbyterians, Methodists, Christians of all scopes. I mean, even a lot of our Mormon friends are patriotic, and they'll stand and fight. And it's times like these where we all have to come to the defense of our nation in our republic, and there may be times where we have to fight with people that we could have some disagreements about, but let's save the republic, and then we can debate the theology afterwards.
Wow, that was profound. You made me think of a quote. I'll say this real quick. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheaply, we esteem too lightly. It's Thomas Paine.
Thomas Paine. He's one of my favorite authors. And, you know, Thomas Jefferson reminded us that every now and again, the tree of liberty needs to be fertilized with the blood of tyrants and sometimes patriots. I'm not hoping to give my life for my country, but if it came down to it, I would quote another patriot and say that I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. And I will stand with any patriot, whatever you think, whatever you look like, what color you are, what theology you have. One thing we know, in the Republic of the United States of America, we can all breathe free and we can all follow our conscience. And we are going to stand together for that. And again, we can debate the minutiae afterwards in a free republic.
What's your three things that you say we're sovereign? What's your little saying that you have?
We're divine, sovereign, and free.
We're divine, sovereign, and free. On that note, one of the things that's been coming up, you know, Marsha sends me his videos. The Steve Pachenik interview on Alex Jones, I don't know if you've seen it, ladies and gentlemen, that kind of triggered. I've told you on air, I've been debating back and forth a lot of this information. I mean, I tell you when I get information, but I don't know. A lot of times, I don't know if I'm getting disinformation, if I'm getting what. At some point, it just becomes a boggled mess. And Uncle Kevin and I, we
went at it last night.
Well, we go at it all the time about this and trying to figure this out. So we brought Jeffrey Doherty on. Why don't we start with the Steve Pachenik interview? You saw the interview too, Jeff. Tell us a little bit about Steve Pachenik and what he said in that interview, and then we'll go from there.
You know, Steve Pachenik is a great segue because Steve Pachenik is an ethnic Jewish man. But if there's a better patriot out there, a person that loves America more, I don't know who it would be. And over the years that I've been involved in this craziness, and by the way, my wife, we've been together 3 years, and she's been with the Power Hour for 10, so she's more faithful to you than she is to me, Daniel. But
I don't know how to take that. I'll take it as a compliment. Well, shout out to Cynthia. Cynthia?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you.
What? No, shout out to Cynthia from all the Power Hour, from all of us here.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
But Steve Pachinik is a patriot, and Steve Pachinik is one of the consistent sources of top-level intel and information. And I love the way that he just kind of put Alex in his place every now and then, too.
He does. Shut up, Alex.
Alex, shut up. Quiet down. He goes, Alex, quiet down. Alex starts, Alex, quiet down. Listen. He said, Alex, listen for once.
Yeah.
And then he says, asked Steve, what will the next 7 days be? And he said, we're going to arrest Biden. We're going to arrest Kamala Harris. We're going to arrest Mitt Romney, Pelosi, arrest a whole heap of people, and Trump will be the next president. And Alex is like, oh my gosh, come on. Are you serious? Whatever.
You're out of your mind.
And the fact that Steve Pachinik said it, I'm forced to at least analyze it because of everything that you said, Jeff. I'm forced to at least look at it. And this goes with a lot of other things we're saying. Marcia's, among all you listeners, Steve has sent me, a lot of things on emails. Tom sent me something very provocative. I'm putting this all together, and I brought you on. What do you make of this that he's saying? Is there really a military coup that's about to happen, and Donald Trump is about to swoop in with the help of many white hats and save the Republic and stop this steal? Is that what's about to happen, Jeff?
Well, Daniel, I have a little bit of a unique perspective because many years ago, in 2004, I found myself in the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. I was, in the vacation business. I was there to interview to run a shop that we were going to open there. And I'm in the back offices of Trump Tower, just sitting there waiting to interview. And back over in the back far corner, I noticed Donald Trump standing there, golf hat. He was obviously headed out to the golf course. I had brought my Art of the Deal just in case. So being the shy, retiring fellow that I am, I walked across the room and went up and introduced myself to Mr. Trump. And 15 minutes later, I'm still talking to Donald Trump, billionaire, looking at me, hand on my shoulder, talking to me, connecting with me. And they finally said, Mr. Trump, we're going to miss our tea time. And I said, okay, thank you, sir. And I started to walk away, and he says, hey, do you want me to sign that or not? So, I know a little bit about the man that really is Donald Trump, and I know about the brand that is Donald Trump. And the brand that is Donald Trump is to be a winner, to be a fighter, to never quit, to be strong, to fight till the finish. That's the Trump brand, and that's the Trump man. And what we've seen the last few days is a man that sounds like he's on his way out, a man that sounds like he's conceding, a man that sounds like he's quitting. And then a thought hit me, and this was an original thought. This thought hit me that, let's say 2 weeks ago, we've got a virtual inauguration. It's, not going to be many people in town. If Donald Trump had said, hey, look, I'm going to bring in 25,000 National Guardsmen. And by the way, I want to arm them and I want them to take over and control Washington, D.C. They would have freaked out. They wouldn't have let him. But Trump, by sitting back and looking weak, I think he Sun Tzu'd him. He sits back. He looks weak. He looks shy. He looks retiring. He looks like a guy on his way out. And then Nancy gets up there and demands troops. And now President Trump has Washington surrounded by armed troops. We're really already in martial law, like Steve Pachinik said. You mentioned I'm from the South. We got a story in the South called Br'er Rabbit. And Br'er Rabbit was hemmed in by his enemies. And he said, oh, whatever you do, don't throw me in the briar patch. And the briar patch is exactly where Br'er Rabbit wanted to be. They threw him in there. I think that Nancy and the Democrats, the deep state, have thrown President Trump in the briar patch, and I think they're about to find out they made a fatal error. So, yes, a very, very long answer to a very short question. I believe Steve Pachinik's right. I don't know if Donald Trump will emerge victorious, President Trump, but I am convinced that he will not go down without a fight. It's going to be a good show. I think you'll like the way this movie ends. Stand with him, deplorables.
Well, a lot of people have been depressed and see this is just this is so tragic, what the Biden presidency and everything that's or potential presidency and everything surrounding it, the theft of this. This is so obvious, the theft. They didn't even care if they got caught. People say, well, they didn't think they'd get caught. Are you serious? They didn't care if they got caught.
They didn't care, yeah.
They have everything. The Supreme Court is not even hearing an original jurisdiction case in Texas. Texas is now the head of the Republican Party. Legislators are talking about secession. We're talking about the very fabric of our union. If this is allowed to stand, I believe 100% this is sowing the seeds of civil war, secession, or breakup of our country at some point. That's what I feel. That's the magnitude of this moment. Do you feel similarly, Jeff? Have a different perspective?
No, I concur 100%. I think you're accurate 100% on that.
What gives me hope, you know, even when I'm going through this and the thing don't look, everything you said, but the thing that really resonates with me is Trump did not get in office by himself. He's not, this rogue businessman just out of nowhere and tricked the, you know, these political sharks. You know, he jumped in the ocean and swam with the great whites and came out alive. No. He had help, and he had help of white hats and patriots and who knows else who he had help with, but he had help. And so everybody who helped him, the thought came to me. I asked you the question. I mean, don't you think Trump's life, Trump's future may be on the line, but these people, their life is even more on the line. They don't have the public limelight to protect them like Trump does. They're going to be absolutely devastated if this is allowed to stand and the next regime comes in. Your thoughts on that?
I think you're absolutely right. That's very astute. I mean, Donald Trump is, you know, multi-billionaire. He's got his own private security force. And I mean, even if he had to tuck his tail between his legs and go away, I mean, he can sit up there for the next, you know, 10, 20 years with his supermodel wife. You know, 20 years from now, she's still going to be a supermodel. So, I mean, he'll be fine. But, you know, Donald Trump, above all else, values loyalty. And above all else, he values being true. And I can't see a man like that who's lived 74 years with a code of honor and a code of decency and a code of loyalty turning his back not only on his own legacy, not only on the people that helped him get to where he is, but you can make an argument that he turned his back on his country at our hour of greatest need. And I don't – the man whose hand I shook all those years ago would not do that. And I think the white hats that were working with him – in 2016 to get him elected, help get him elected. Now, he did run the greatest political campaign that I've ever seen, I think that we've ever seen as a country. But he did have help from the white hats. And over with what he's done the last 4 years and from what we've seen in the last 6 months, I can't imagine those white hats being anything more than more committed, more strong, and more numerous. So I think we're seeing some great Sun Tzu-type maneuvering from President Trump. And the next week to 10 days are going to be amazing, and I can smell the smoke of victory in the air, Daniel. I can.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What, you're smoking the hopium, too. You, yeah, and Marcia got the,
I am,
on the hopium.
I am. I can smell it. I can smell the victory.
Trump is the greatest political closer ever.
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 Absolutely.
You know, and the thought is, you don't know what they have on him. You don't know the pressure that they're putting on him. He seems impervious to pressure, but nobody's impervious to pressure. He seems like he has a personality, like if you threaten him, that will just double his resolve, though. I mean, that's the impression I get from him. The story goes, ladies and gentlemen, and Jeff, you've been very kind. The break is in about 6 minutes. You can stay as long as you want of that 6 minutes. You've been very gracious. The story goes, and then I get your final comment, that okay, the military is working behind the scenes. There is a military coup. We are in a martial law right now. Executive orders have been signed. Trump is not backing off executive orders. He is signing more, seemingly, every day. He's the one who signed the order, basically, that got the National Guard that's surrounding Washington right now. You know, who is controlling all those troops around Washington? It seems like the military and directly, indirectly, Donald Trump is, that they have seen the evidence and basically they're like, oh no, oh hell no. We've seen the evidence. We know this is steal. This is not happening. We know the cabal ever since Kennedy got killed. You know, there's that thread. Ever since Kennedy got killed, white hats and the CIA have attempted 2 or 3 times to retake our country. have all been thwarted those two couple times, two really strong times, and now is their time. They have planned this for decades to come to this point to be able to throw off the satanic pedophile cabal that has been, that has captured our government. And Donald Trump is the head and the face to do it. That is the idea. That is a concept. And they're about to arrest and clean house, and they're about to reinstall Donald Trump in a military coup because everything else has let down. What else is there but force? That's the story. Your comment and thoughts on any of that before you go.
There's a reason why Donald Trump has done everything that he's done, President Trump. There, once this comes down and it happens exactly the way as you've just described, there will be no one that can say, but you shoulda, but you coulda. He did everything as a gentleman. He did everything as a statesman. He did everything as a great patriot that he could do to prevent having to take the steps that they're going to force him to take. You made the allusion to him being the greatest political closer of all time. I was a salesman for a lot of years, made millions of dollars, and there's a couple of differences between great salespeople and terrible salespeople. You mentioned being a great closer. Terrible salespeople think a close happens at the end of a deal. A great salesperson knows that the close starts from the time that you shake hands and say hello. Donald Trump, it's in a movie, always be closing. That's Donald Trump. He's always closing. And the other thing is to be a product of the product. The Trump product is winner. The Trump product is fight. The Trump product is never give up. And I can tell you, having shaken the man's hand and looked in his eyes, he is a product of the product. You're right, Daniel. Get ready for the celebration. Our president's not going anywhere, and our republic is going to be greater than it's ever been. I've said this for months, and people laugh at me. Things are about to get better than they've ever been, sooner than you can ever imagine. It's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Then even further down the – are you still there, Jeff? You haven't left us, have you? Okay.
I'm here.
Further down the line, you take this through, this is also a plan to take out the Federal Reserve on the backside. And to basically, the Great Reset happens in all the world. It doesn't happen in America. America becomes the shining light on the hill economically, morally again. That's what the 1776 Commission's about, his work, his pro-life work about Roe versus Wade and all these things. He is the first president, ladies and gentlemen, ever to speak at these pro-life marches. The first. He is the first president in about five decades that did not accelerate foreign wars. So no matter what you think of him and this and that and that and the other, we owe a debt of gratitude to Donald Trump for pointing his finger at Jim Acosta and saying, you are fake news, and not wearing a mask and being an individual and being an American and being that John Wayne figure that we need. He is a man. He is an ideal. He is a movement. And he is the republic's, I won't say last hope. I never say that because it's the people. But he inspires the people. And so the inspiration that we're seeing is our future and is our hope. Okay, 2 minutes. Last thought is yours, Jeffrey, about any of that, and then we'll let you go.
My only thought, Daniel, is, again, I'll repeat it, things are going to be better than they've ever been, sooner than you can ever imagine. Get ready to launch the greatest American century and the greatest century for Americans that we've ever seen. Again, it's my pleasure being with you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
God bless. Say hi to Cynthia.
Woo, take care. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again.
I believe every word he said.
God dang.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
I felt it. I felt it. I believe it. I felt it. It's true.
Okay.
Let it be done.
Maybe it is.
that ties right into that little thing I saw on YouTube about the five little clips of Trump in different decades. What makes you
different?
Different. What makes you special?
Successful.
Successful. I never give up. I never get in. Then they go to the next decade. What makes you? I never give up. I never give in. Then to the next day. There's about five of them through five different decades. Same thing. I never give up and never give in. So do you think he's going to walk away from that with a constitution like he's got? He never gives up, never gives
in. His personality, yeah.
It's just, no!
He's not going to slink away and let them just beat him with a stick on the way out.
Yeah, hell no.
That's his personality. I think, and he's not alone. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, he's not alone. He's
no,
not
he's
Superman.
Got a lot of white hats.
There's a lot of people
helping him.
This is all concocted. It's basically a military plan. They needed a figure,
mm-hmm.
and they came to Trump. I mean, that's a story, and I believe that story.
Yeah.
I mean, I have reason to have confidence in that story. Mm-hmm. They came to him and said, "Look, you're the face of this plan that we got."
Yep.
Basically, this is our. We've tried a couple times since Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is deep, ladies and gentlemen.
And it goes back, just like you said, it goes back 20, 30 years.
Kennedy was splintering the CIA.
He was.
He realized what was going on. He splintered the CIA. He had the
Federal Reserve.
He's the last president to print a U.S. note. I have a U.S. note here. You know, look on the top of your dollar bill. It says Federal Reserve note. I have a U.S. note right here.
Right. And that's the way it's supposed to be printed.
Right. Directly responsible by. John F. Kennedy, mm-hmm. responsible for this.
Cost him his life.
And then they splattered his head, mm-hmm. Right there in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And since that point, patriots, what does it mean to be a patriot? What does it mean? Why? This is why we haven't talked about, money, just particular news stories. This is the news story. This is the news. What are they afraid of more than anything? What have I told you? What is our enemy? I promise you. You can say, obviously the Christian ethic. Okay, put that aside for a second, or don't put it aside. It's wrapped
into
this.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah,
it's wrapped into this. What the enemy fears in America more than anything is the Declaration of Independence and the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. And you should read it. I read it the other day. We don't have time today, but it is your right. It is your duty to abolish these ends that have become destructive of securing your rights. That's not me. That is the charter of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that you are endowed by your creator with certain unalienable rights, once you feel that dominion, because that's what it's all about. They want your dominion. Your enemy, Lucifer, wants your dominion, wants your choice. Once you realize it, that you have it, you're unstoppable. Your will. God bless you. Kath Ingram on the other side. And Gerald Celente. Wow, what a start to the show. Stay tuned.
Excellent.
Great day in there.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
We are having a little trouble getting hold of Cass. Cass is on a mountain somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoying that bass line.
Yeah.
That gave me a lot of hope listening to
it. I did too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It cemented everything for me. That's
cemented.
What it
did. So you think that's the gospel truth?
That's gospel truth.
You think that's exactly the way it's going to go down?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that here in a second. Then maybe this is better. We didn't, because we need to kind of talk. If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in on this conversation,
yeah, cool.
844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Maybe, Marshall, maybe you can call and explain to the audience why I'm sluggish and I got bags under my eyes. You sending me all these crazy videos.
You can get lost on that YouTube, man.
The Power Mall. See, I don't even know what website I'm talking about. Thepowermall.com. All the North American Urban Spice products are all on sale. So the Reginald, the Purely C, Black Seed, the Bone Active. You know, if you have potential with your bones, trouble with your bones, density, you know, drinking milk does not help your bones.
No, it doesn't.
And if you say, "What do you mean?" My doctor says, "Okay, what country leads the world in dairy consumption?"
United States.
What country leads the world in
osteoporosis? United States.
Okay, there you go. So put the two and two together and then answer your own question.
Yes.
Orega Rest, Orega Spray, Orega Max, Bone Active Topical Rub and Capsules, the collagen. Collagen is exceptional for your skin, hair, nails, those kind of things. Chaga Max, Hyper Ease for allergies, the Sinorega, all that and more. At thepowermall.com, of course, the Strauss Heart Drops always on sale, which are fantastic and always just the most profound products. The Heart Drops, the kidney, the bladder, the prostate support, the Cold Storm and Oregano, and Smooth Oregano also. We don't talk about that a lot, and we have other products kind of not compete, but, you know, that people like better. But they are, if it's from, if Strauss puts it out, it's a good
it's
product.
It's a good price. It's a great product.
And those are on sale. Yeah. Of course, the REM Sleep and the Tranquil. And look, vitamin D. We got two or three great sources of vitamin D. The Grown by Nature, the OptiVita vitamin D is fantastic. The Oregano, the Like, the Zinc, the Quercetin. the zinc and quercetin together. Quercetin, how many times does it increase your zinc?
5 to 10, I've heard.
5 to 10. So if you take the quercetin with the zinc, 5 to 10 times more absorption, more effectiveness.
Yes, gets into your cells. Helps it get into your cells better.
That's what you want. That's what you need.
That's what you need for protection. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Let's go over the we'll go over some news stories. He's going to try to get Cass, and maybe we'll get him at the top of the hour. Or not. Or we'll just have your calls, and we'll go
yeah,
over the news.
Yeah, hope you guys call in. That's fun.
I mean, we got a lot to and don't wait to the last
minute.
Call, if you even think you want to. I don't care if you called in before. I don't care. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, whatever. Okay, you had a news story that you wanted to get. Let's start there.
Well, Texas is talking about wants a referendum on the ballot coming up here to succeed.
Succeed or succeed?
Succeed.
Succeed or succeed.
Yeah, exactly. They're sick of not, you know, they go through, we don't have any representation. We don't have any First Amendment rights. We don't have any freedom of speech. We don't have.
Well, we have all the, you know. Of course, people.
Big tech censorship. You know, that's the government's job to.
Well, no, that's not entirely. Let's be clear about a couple things. One, we don't have any First Amendment rights. We have First Amendment protections of our natural rights. That's very important. They cannot take your rights away. People can only violate your rights. That's it. Get that straight in your head. Yeah. They can't take them away. Yeah. They can only violate them. You have them. They are part of you. They're inseparable from you.
Yes.
That is the great mandate of American law, the great mandate of the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, freedom to redress of government.
Of grievances.
Yeah, grievances.
They denied it. They denied Texas lawsuits. Supreme Court said no.
Nope.
So go sit in the corner, little boy.
You know, so instead of picking up a gun, they're going to try to succeed.
Well, they want to see people's opinion of it.
Yeah.
Let's start this talk.
And it's in your charter, too. They're the only state in the country that has a charter that is, if they're not happy, they can, boom, they're out.
Big tech censorship. Let's just be clear on this. Twitter is a private company. So if you use their platform that they pay for and they don't want you to use it, then they're a private company.
That's right.
But that's not, so the First Amendment doesn't apply to them. It applies to government. But what does apply is, they get an exemption. This is what Trump's been screaming about,
yes,
the 230
exemption. Yes,
exemption.
Absolutely.
So they are not a publisher. They're just a billboard. They get an exemption on a lot of what they do.
They can't be sued.
They can't be sued.
Right.
There's a lot of different things, that benefits that they get.
Yeah. Lots of benefits.
Lots of benefits. Tax benefits. Legal, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the government's saying, fine, you're just a billboard, so people can put up whatever they want. Yeah, Todd? Okay, you do have Cass. Okay, let's just finish this thought, and then we'll go to Cass. Todd, what does he want? Does he want to come now or come at the top of that? What does he want? Okay, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is radio in
the
21st century.
There you go.
Where was I? Oh, so they're not a billboard anymore. They're a publisher because they're editing.
Yes.
So that protection
is gone.
It should be gone.
Yeah, it should be gone. Yeah. Yeah, they're a publisher.
So they're a publisher.
They can be sued.
There's a lot of other things with that. So that's the pressure that they should have. And the government's responsibility to protect your First Amendment, protect the First Amendment, not protect your First Amendment rights, protect your First Amendment protections.
Mm-hmm.
If that's redundant, but yes, it is. But you get the point. So, therefore, they must look at this to keep their oath and to take the exemption away from Twitter and to put pressure on them to make sure that you're...
That's what they should be.
Whatever.
Doing, yeah.
Okay, last thought. We're going to go to Cass here in a second. Last thought. Do you have any other story that's pressing on here?
Let's see here.
Oh, you got to think about it.
Well, I got a lot of stories here.
Okay.
Nope, that's it.
Oh my God! There you go. 20 seconds. Airtime's precious, Kev.
Yeah. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, it was great to have Jeffrey on this morning, and
it was.
and Uncle Kevin, let's get Cass on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a longtime listener, Cynthia knows Cass Ingram. I bet you Cynthia knows.
Yeah.
Cass. Cass Ingram is the works with North American Herbal Spice. He's on the mountain with the goats, getting the wild oregano, and making the great products for a lot of years now. And he is one of the foremost experts on herbology. And we're just so happy to be associated with him and always have him on. Cass Ingram, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
All right. Just want to make sure. Yeah, yes. I mean, it's kind of cuckoo nuts out there now. I mean, somebody's cuckoo. I'm not going crazy, but I don't think you are. And I don't have a pandemic around the corner here, but I do talk to quite a few people who are sick and have gotten this syndrome, lost their taste and smell, friends and relatives. So we got to do something to deal with it. It's being mismanaged, as you know, globally.
Let me ask you a couple questions before we get into this. And I have to tell you the story about my aunt. I definitely will tell you that. But the death numbers were released. The deaths in America were released for 2020. And compared to 2019, then 18, then 17, there is no real difference in the rate of death and the increase, decrease, whatever. Basically, the death rate is very similar along the lines. There is no sharp, dramatic increase in death. Basically,
right. What
that tells me, there is no pandemic. Your thoughts on that?
Well, there's contagion more than there is pandemic. And the deaths, of course, are going to be less because there's less doctors. There's less hospitalizations and there's less medication, less people going to the hospital so they can't kill them quick. But you contrast that to the deaths that do occur, but you have a problem. The problem is that if you get into the hands of the incompetent medical system, and I think all of our doctors, God bless them, and nurses know it's incompetent, you have a high risk of death. So let's say you have symptoms of respiratory and they decide, well, your oxygen's low, whatever that means. We're going to stick a tube down your throat and try to force you to have oxygen. We shove the diaphragm down. We turn you on your stomach and then we medicate you so you can't breathe anyway. We hit you with some morphine and we kill you with the drugs or kill you with the respirator, kill you with the dexamethasone, kill you with the remdesivir that the congressman died. So you've got the problem with a high death rate from medicine. This is complicating COVID-19. So I've dealt with this disease probably 100, 200 times. I helped some people get off a respirator by using some natural medicine on rubbing it on their feet and spraying something in the room. And I'm watching the fact that if you give me somebody that's dying, I can help them not die. But if you give them to the medical system, they kill them. Or they don't mean to kill them, but they do.
Well, let me tell you a story about my aunt. So my aunt, I'm curious. I got a lot of questions for her. Let me start with my aunt. She got sick and she is the one in the family who wears a mask more than anybody, which is, you know, the irony in that is just hard to ignore. But
yeah.
She got really sick, down, very weak, knocked out. Her taste really didn't go away, but she was sicker than she's ever been.
Yeah.
My cousin, who she was living with, or is living with, she's calling me. She's saying she's sick. She's panicking. She talks to her local doctor. Her Mayberry Cracker Jack doctor tells her, well, take antibiotics and take this, steroids and this and that and blah, 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 and everything will be fine. And I, you know, get a hold of some of the information that we have here that you've given Dr. Group, a few other people, really good information. I said, Lisa, I mean, for the love of God, I mean, I don't want to panic you. If you listen to that doctor, there's a really good chance your mother's going to be dead.
Yeah.
And so she had some Power Mall products. She had one of the, I recommend to everybody, the oregano. She had the oregano. She had vitamin D. She had a couple other things. She had been taking the heart drops. Interesting about her, she had been taking the heart drops, and her blood pressure had improved over the previous month. So she was getting more oxygen. She was healthier. That may have been what saved her, just the fact that she was healthier.
Yes.
So she gets in that situation. She starts rotating the things that she does have. She needed some other things. I mailed them to her, but she needed them right then. She had them. She started to rotate. She got back. She did not go to the hospital. She began to get better. She's still a little weak, blah, blah, blah. She's rotating all these things. Now she's got the zinc and the quercetin and the Reaganol still and the Orega Rest by Center and the whole nine yards. And she did not go to the hospital. She's doing better and she's seeing the other side. Let me tell you the other side of the story.
Yeah.
So they have a spa. My cousin, and they have a lot of clients, and one of their clients came in and was telling them about their mutual friend that he's 51 years old, relatively good health, young, 50 years old, and he did not feel good. He wanted to say, well, I'll just go to the hospital. I just feel terrible. And his wife is like, I don't want you to go. He goes to the hospital. They put him right down that fast track path that you just described. He's on the ventilator, and less than 24 hours later, he is dead.
He's a dead duck.
He is dead. He's done. He's dead already.
You can't stuff a tube down somebody. Then a 90% to 100% fatality rate. You can't do it, especially with a viral illness. Now, with the mask situation, she probably got a fungal sinusitis. The antibiotic would have driven the fungus crazy, and so you kind of saved her by keeping her on this stuff. But if I were her, something like a Regaresp, I would be taking it every hour or two to clear this out. I'd be taking the oil of oregano under the tongue every hour or two to clear it out. And,
Well, let me tell you her experience. She took a lot of oregano. My cousin was rubbing it on her feet, on her collarbone. Yeah. She's doing a lot better. She's up, but she's still not out. She's still weak. You know, she gets weak.
Well, that's why I would have her take the juice. This Oregaresp would be fantastic. Maybe some Purely C. And I would pound it every couple hours, at least every hour or two, and get her, oil of oregano too, get her back.
Why is it that, I got a lot of questions. Okay, now, you gotta listen to this and tell me if this doesn't make sense to you. My aunt is full-blown COVID. She went and got the test. She has it. She is knocked out. Whatever this COVID is, whatever it is, she has it. My uncle, her husband, my aunt, or my cousin, and her son all live in this house, close proximity. They all take the test. None of them test positive for COVID, just my aunt, and she's sick. How is it that my cousin is neck deep on my aunt treating her and being with her?
Well, it's more or less how sick the environment is, not so much the germ. So if the milieu or the environment of the individual is diseased, then you have a pig bat pathogen that was released from Wuhan and was screwed around with there and screwed around with the pigs and screwed around with fake vaccines and all kinds of stuff. It's probably a vaccine catastrophe. So it gets out of the box and it likes disease sick tissue. So if there's disease, then it attaches itself to that and gives you symptoms that what you would expect from a pig snout virus. So if the person's resilient and strong, good attitude, good, immunological, they could probably be around 2-3 COVID people and be all right. If you have fungal infection, you're at higher risk. If you eat a lot of sugar, and if you eat pork flesh, this is a big deal. The people who are consuming pork flesh are at a much higher risk, and all who get the flu shot. Anybody that gets the flu shot, watch out. So it just depends on all these factors as to whether you have the environment to grow the pathogen in a dramatic way. Or the pathogen is actually in all of our bodies and blood right now anyway. So it can't do anything with me because it smells the oregano, it runs the other way.
All right, let me ask you this. There is a debate out there. Very astute people are John Rappaport among others, David Icke even questioning this. Have they isolated this virus yet? I have yet to see somebody that's actually isolated this.
I think you got to watch out for the disinfo. You do see this some kind of a pathogen on electron microscopy, but it's not that easy to isolate a genetically engineered virus. It's going to morph and mutate. There is some kind of a contagion. I don't care what this one says, that one says. Look at the facts. So I'm talking to a guy. He hits the oregano on and off, and he eats a lot of sugar, and it's on my podcast, and he's at his church. Some strange church member comes in, and they pass the microphone to everybody. They're all wearing masks, and they're all social distancing, and they all, 90% of them ended up with COVID-19 positive test and sickness. So there's definite plague in that church of 45 out of the 50 parishioners. Now, that's some kind of a contagion, some kind of a pathogen that's going to knock them down like that. They can't breathe. They can't get comfortable. They're all tired. They're not recovering. You can't say with any logical presumption, any logical basis that, okay, you can't isolate this so it's not a pet. No, maybe they're having trouble isolating it. But that doesn't discount that there's a kind of a contagion that people are contracting in large numbers. There was a hotel in Australia. When this first broke out, they just jammed a bunch of the people from cruise ships and what have you into the hotel, mismanaged the whole thing, put them in that box, and 800 of them died. 800 people is a lot of people now.
Yes.
You're talking about complete catastrophic mismanagement from Goldman Sachs to J.P. Morgan to the Rockefeller cabal to the Rothschilds funding China's multinational, funding their industrial pig farms seven stories high, funding Smithfield Foods. You saw what happened in the slaughterhouses. You cut open a pig and everybody gets sick. You see what's happening in Iowa. If you have a county where they raise pigs industrially, 50% of the people are sick or testing positive. In a small county of, say, 24,000 people spread out all over the county. You see what's happening in Brazil, where you're finding that if you take an overlay and put a map of all the COVID cases over a map of the pig farms, it's an exact match. You should kill all the pigs. Get rid of the industrial farms, quit eating pork flesh, get off the sugar and alcohol, and you'll be fine. Quit taking the flu vaccine. Then do some preventive work with your immune system, with the oregano oil, with the diffusion, with the topical administration, and quit following these untested analyses. Come on, people. Somebody gets sick. They can't breathe. They go into a hospital. They die. Can't we see that? Do we have to listen to somebody saying that it doesn't exist? Now,
let me ask.
The numbers are being fudged. I know that, but so they are being fudged for political reasons. We can't be stupid and just blindly follow the news, but you can see it's a sickness.
Let's talk about oreg arrest. You mentioned, right, there's several things I want to ask you about what you just said. Start with oreg arrest. You said my aunt, she needs to get on the oreg arrest like every hour, every 2 hours, pound the oreg arrest because she feels tired.
Did your uncle die?
No.
Who's the 51-year-old that died?
No, this is one of their acquaintances from their spa. It was the same situation to tell you. They had my aunt and him had the exact same situation. He went to the hospital. He was dead within 24 hours. My aunt was sick as a dog for 3 days, but now she did mostly.
This is the problem we have is the incompetence and mismanagement in the medical system. It's not the disease process. Forget the disease. We can handle it. Yes, she should be taking this, and we're going to do this clinical trial. I've already done two, but I want a big one. So you take this material, this multiple spice, and you take it every hour, two or three capsules, or every 2 hours until you destroy all traces of this garbage. You know, don't forget that there are two or three virologists that are saying that whatever this filth is, it goes inside of our own bacteria, turns them pathogenic, and it kills the people from a double pneumonia from a bacterial infection. So you have the two problems. And it's extremely elusive, whatever this is. So that's maybe what these people are talking. If you analyze autopsies, you find mostly a bacterial pneumonia killing them. You don't find that much COVID killing them. You don't find 60 billion COVIDs in the lungs. So that's kind of the problem. You also find that it's possible that the COVID, whatever it is, goes inside cellular, inside the bacteria. And it's by stealth killing people. You see? So the only solution is to clean this garbage out of, whenever you get sick, you clean it out.
Why does the Regarest work so strong on this cocktail? Why is it so important?
Well, you know, I did that study on coronavirus and influenza A with essential oils and this Regarest material. I'm not making a claim for COVID, okay? If you're a government agent, I stand down. I'm telling you what I did. So we killed everything. We killed influenza A, coronavirus, the cold virus, this was 2003, and killed the bird flu, which is 60% fatal. So I'm telling you, instead of fighting me, why don't you listen and evaluate this? You can't fly on an airplane. You can't do a cruise ship. You can't restart your economy. I'll fix it all. I have the information. I can prove it. I can prove it 50 times. I don't need to prove it.
There's the music. There's the music, Cass.
The Regarest material is a combination of cumin, cinnamon, sage, and oregano dried to a dust. Now, all of that's in the Old Testament. Don't give me a hard time.
More with Cass Ingram on the other side at the one and only. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.